Chapter 11. Hell.
Hi, Lucas.
Hi, Jennifer.
Il ferma son casier et regarda les deux jolies filles qui l'accompagnaient. It was his first day at his new school, 1 month after the confrontation with Coach Silver. All around them, in the hall, students were going to classes, but he could sense the question in their eyes. Who was this weirdo with these three beauties?
This is Grace,
said Jennifer.
And this is Mary.
Hi,
said Lucas shyly.
Hi,
they said with enthusiasm.
Okay,
said Jennifer.
I looked at your schedule, and we know you have Mr. Gardner in first period.
Il sentit leur excitation et un nœud se forma dans son estomac.
But he's not here.
Youhoo!
Said Grace, raising both hands.
So you have time to hang out with us.
His terror must have registered on his face because she said,
Don't look so devastated.
The girls laughed.
At least wait until you hear the favor we're about to ask you.
Elles avaient un service à lui demander. Il allait mourir, il le savait. Mais non, cela aurait été trop facile.
Our high school has a radio station, and we would like you to be the guest of our morning show today.
Like now?
Lucas said.
Well, we had another guest, but he's a no-show too, so we have to make do.
No, I...
He took a step backwards.
It will only be about soccer. Candy has prepared some talking points. It will be finished in a jiffy.
I must...
He took another step backwards.
And here comes Candy,
cried Jennifer. He turned around and saw his little friend's beautiful, trusting smile.
Lucas!
Said the girl before enveloping him in a warm hug. Des garçons laissèrent échapper un reniflement méprisant, mais quelques jolies filles murmurèrent.
That's so cute! Who's he?
Jennifer told you about the show?
Asked Candy.
Isn't it fantastic? This way, you will be introduced to the whole school in your own terms.
Introduced to the whole school? That's exactly what he was trying to avoid. He was perfectly fine without anybody knowing his name.
Come on,
dit Candy en l'attrapant par la manche.
I'll talk you through it.
Il se vit l'accompagner dans le couloir et la foule s'écarta devant eux comme s'il faisait partie de la famille royale. Il n'était pas dupe. Il savait qu'il laissait passer Jennifer et son groupe. Il n'était pas compliqué de deviner qu'elles avaient de l'influence et il aurait dû être soulagé et même fier d'avoir leur approbation. Mais il serait bientôt seul devant le micro. Et tout le monde entendrait son horrible accent et son manque de vocabulaire dès qu'il ne s'agissait plus de foot, et il serait la risée du lycée. Next thing he knew, he was at the end of the hall, in a little room with windows all around it, except at the back, where the studio was. The host of the morning show was a beautiful 15-year-old girl with long dark hair, a pierced left eyebrow, and tattoos on her arms.
Let me tell you,
she was saying when they came in.
You do not want to miss a moment of our show. We have a great lineup of music and straight from France, yes, you heard right, from Paris to Nashville, our new friend Lucas.
Jennifer had seated him in front of a microphone before returning behind the windows, and Candy had taken a chair next to him.
Hey, Lucas, my name is Daniela.
Hi.
If you could step closer to the mic.
Il sentit la sueur dégouliner sur son front.
That's good,
said Daniela while he obeyed.
So, first, welcome to our school.
Thank you.
She gestured to him that he had spoken too loud. Bienvenue en enfer,